This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday, and oh, we have so much for you tonight. First of all, we're getting closer to Japan. Not that I'm going to talk about that much, or even probably at all, but I think that's really cool. We'll discuss that briefly tonight on the show. We are going to talk a little bit in the opening here in just a minute or so about the difference in how you vote versus many foreign peoples throughout history. We'll talk about that. There's a big difference that people don't realize. We're going to talk about Democrats potentially reaching the end of the line with the shutdown stuff, the Hitler stuff. A Confederate statue is going back up. You're going to be shocked to find out there's turbulence in the middle of a hurricane. Communists sending over female spies to seduce our tech nerds. All that, emails, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, first, I want to do this. I want to do a little experiment. Let's say 2028 is over. J.D. Vance is won. Let's just assume we're going that way. You know what? Let's fast forward all the way. We just got done with two terms of J.D. Vance. All right. So we're all the way to 2036. Two terms of J.D. Vance. Now, I put somebody in front of you. And this someone I put in front of you, you know what? They're with you on taxes. They are with you on the border. Whatever you want done on the border, they share those values. Everything from pro-life, regulations, energy policy, foreign policy, they align with you. They are with you and want what you want. Let me ask you, would you vote for that person? Obviously, probably rolling your eyes. It's a pretty obvious point. Yes, of course. But I didn't tell you what they looked like. I didn't tell you if they were tall, short, skinny, fat. I didn't tell you their religion. I didn't tell you their skin color. I didn't tell you their sex. I didn't say if it was a male or female. And you just said you would vote for that person. Why? Well, this may seem like an obvious point. Believe me, it is not, though. You vote for the person who will implement the policies you want implemented. That is how you vote. Now, maybe you're shrugging your shoulders and saying, well, yeah, but this is my point. You don't understand. That's unique. You, in the history of politics, in the history of the world, are unique in that regard. The American right is unique in that regard. We have in our DNA, courtesy of the founding of this country, we have a natural distrust of government. Even if maybe you're a little more big government in this area, or maybe I am in that area, although I don't think I am in any area, but maybe we differ on things, there's no question about it, but we have a natural distrust of government, and we don't run to the government with our hands out. That's not how we operate. We don't, and even if we do, we're kind of ashamed of that and kind of hide that fact. That's not how we look at government. You and I, we do not look at the people we elect as people who will give us this or give us that. And in general, we do not look at them as people we can purely relate to. I made up this totally fictional candidate for 2036, and you said you would vote for them, and I didn't even tell you what they looked like. I told you nothing about them, and you said you would vote for them because what they look like, what their religion is, what their skin color is not a priority for you. It's not how you vote. It's not how I vote. I would never in a million years look at 10 candidates on stage doing a debate and make my decision on who to support based on whether they're tall or short or skinny or fat or white or black. That would never occur to me, and it would generally never occur to you. But the point is that is insanely unique. And in fact, we're going to go to this New York City race, which I touched on a little bit last night, to make this important point. Why is it that American-born New Yorkers completely reject this communist and foreign-born New Yorkers love him, absolutely love him? Let me tell you how peoples around the planet vote. And not just now, historically, how peoples vote. Many peoples, I would probably say most people around the planet have historically voted. They vote on the two T's. Two T's. You ready? First, transactionally. In American politics, if I was running for president and I stood up right now and I gave a speech in front of you and I said, hey, you vote for me. Vote for Jesse Kelly. And you know what? If you vote for me, if you put me in office, I'm going to build you a brand new school and I'm going to send you $1,000 check in the mail. You would be grossed out, wouldn't you? Now, I'm sure you would like $1,000 check in the mail. We all would. But wouldn't that seem gross? Even though we know politicians try to do that, it would seem gross if I just stood up and said, hey, new school, $1,000 check. That would seem gross to you. But peoples around the world, that's exactly how they vote. And the politicians themselves, they run for office on these platforms purely transactionally. You vote for me, I will give you this. How in the world can the next mayor of New York City get up and give a speech like this and get elected?
Here is what we stand for, my friends. We are going to freeze the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants and use every resource at our disposal to build housing for everyone who needs it. We are going to eliminate the fare on every single bus line.
Purely transactional. He's open about it because he understands the foreigners who have poured into New York City. That's how they vote. Purely transactional. Totally different than any way you vote. How could they be? We have a hard time understanding. Don't they understand it will get dirtier? There'll be worse crime. There will be this. This won't work. Taxes will grow up. Don't they understand? People from around the world do not vote like you. They do not vote with the values you vote with. People around the world, from so many cultures, from most cultures, they vote on the two T's. Now, I just said one. The first one is transactional. Purely transactional. Vote for me, I'll give you this. Period. The second part is tribal. That's how people from around the planet and American Democrats vote this way in large part too, now that the communist revolution is these different groups. But we're going to make this about foreigners for now. We'll come back domestically in a moment. Purely tribal. If I told you right now, the next election, I'm voting for whoever's white. That would be kind of a turnoff, right? Not only would it be weird and stupid, it would be kind of a turnoff. I'm only voting for the white guy. I don't want to see any black people up there. There better not be any Mexicans. Only the white guy. That's who I vote for, white. I vote for my skin color, period. That would be weird and dumb and not good. But that's how people around the planet vote all the time. All the time. What? Why is Mamdani, why is he up there telling fake 9/11 stories?
Yes, that's, I was speaking about my aunt. I was speaking about Zerafui. my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago. And
that was the wrong button. This is the fake 9/11 story. That was his little attempt at saving face after he lied about this.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
Why give that speech? Because New York City has over 1 million Muslims and Mamdani is under the impression they're going to vote for him because he is one. And the poll numbers say that's true. And this is not unique, by the way, to Muslims, foreigners from around the planet. They vote tribally. Why do the people in Minneapolis now routinely put Somali candidates up? Somali foreigners vote for Somalis. Transactionally and tribally. If you sit and scratch your head at why any group would vote for this person or that person anywhere. People don't share your values. People who don't share your DNA and your values, they vote for the two T's, transactional and tribal. We'll deal with the domestic aspect of this in just a moment, and then we'll move on. Before we do that, let's talk about crime. Let me ask you something. How many loans do you have right now? You got a home loan, car loan, those the two big ones people normally have, boat loan, that hurts. What if you had two or three that you didn't know about? Well, Jesse, I would know. No. You'll find out next time you go take out a loan and your credit score is gone because someone stole your social security number and information online. They went and took out a $50,000 loan in your name and you're on the hook for it. You're about to be wiped out. This is not a rare thing. This is all the time. All the time. We just had a data breach. 17 million people had their info, addresses, phone numbers, emails, dates of birth, social security numbers. Was one of them yours? Get LifeLock and you'll know. You'll know immediately if your information shows up somewhere and God forbid the worst happens, you'll get help. LifeLock will make you whole again. You want 30 days of it for free? A 30-day free trial? Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use the promo code JESSE. That gets you 30 days free. Or go to lifelock.com, promo code JESSE. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us and we'll get to a bunch of those tonight. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You find it bizarre how we can import foreign peoples from different cultures and they will vote for things that don't make any sense. They simply don't make any sense. How is it that all these foreigners in New York City are getting ready to elect a communist? They don't vote like you vote. They vote for the two T's, transactional and tribal. Why do you think, I mean, how many times have we had this discussion? Why do you think the globalist communists who run Western civilization, for the most part, why do you think they've been on a decades-long mission to fill up every country where they lead with as many foreigners as humanly possible? Why do you think that is? Because they understand perfectly well you, the patriotic American, you don't get bought. You can't be purchased. It's not transactional for you, and it's not tribal for you. You don't care about how tall or short or white or black or someone is. These are not how you vote. If I put you in Virginia today, maybe you're in Virginia. If I put you in Virginia today, you would vote for Winsome Sears over Abigail Spamberger. Why? Abigail Spamberger is as white as snow. Winsome Sears is black. You don't care. I don't care. The thought would never cross your mind. But foreign peoples do care from all over the world, and it's exactly how they vote. exactly how they vote. Tribal, and of course, remember, transactional. In countries around the world, it is not abnormal to have politicians run for office with specific promises of specific handouts to certain groups in certain neighborhoods in certain areas. Elect me and I'll give you this. These are not considered dirty, abnormal things in places around the planet. This is how you run for office. This is how you achieve office. This goes back to, I mean, honestly, all of history. You can look at, if you ever really feel like nerding out on historical stuff, you know, something wild, go look at the Roman days, Roman elections. Because they had to stand for elections. They'd flat out get up and say, hey, if you're a veteran, we're going to give you 3 acres. You vote for me, you got 3 acres coming. This is just how politics has been done historically. We're just not used to it because that's not how you vote. And that's not how you want to vote. And that's not how I vote. How can you get up and give a speech like this and get elected mayor? Because you filled up the city with foreigners.
Here is what we stand for, my friends. We are going to freeze the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants. And use every resource at our disposal to build housing for everyone who needs it. We are going to eliminate the fare on every single bus line.
But that won't work. That's socialism. That'll raise taxes. But that won't work. The foreigners they brought in don't care about socialism. They don't care about freedom. Care about the Constitution? That's not their culture. That's not what they care about at all. Free rent sounds good. Hey, I ride the bus every day. I'd like that free too. You're going to give me it? Okay, free. Sounds good. Sign me up. Why do you think the communists brought in so many? Why do you think the Biden administration, completely unencumbered by a president who had a brain, the communists inside of the Biden administration, why do you think priority one, get the border open? Open it, sue to make sure the border wall can't be built. Not only open it, fly as many foreigners into the United States of America as possible. Remember that one story we did where there was an Ohio town that had about 2,000 people in it and the Biden administration brought 2,000 Haitians in? Completely replaced the town. Just replaced the town. Why? Well, guess how those 2,000 Haitians are going to vote? They're going to vote differently than the 2,000 Ohioans who were there beforehand. They're going to vote tribal, and they're going to vote transactional. Why do you think this has been the plan for years and years and years and years? Because it cuts you out of the equation. They're tired of hearing about freedom and the Constitution and limits on government. These sick freaks just want to burn down the country and rule over the ashes. And you, pesky, patriotic American, you won't let them do it. But you know who will? Click, click, and beep, beep. They just brought him and his 35 family members into the country, and they're handing him a welfare check and free bus fare, and they're going to hand him this, and they're going to hand him that, and click, click, and beep, beep. Have never heard of Thomas Jefferson. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't know anything about communism or socialism or taxes or spending, and they couldn't possibly care less. All they want is some money for an extra set of sandals and maybe a toothbrush for everybody to share. That's the only thing they care about at all. Don't vote like you vote. And that's why they brought them here. Now, I will finally wrap up this point and we'll move on. Before we do that, I want to read you this really quickly because we got this one. Ladies mad about New York. Jesse, my husband is one of the hero first responders that was at Ground Zero after 9/11, and now he suffers with the 9/11 related illness and will deal with it for the rest of his life. He said he would do it all over again. Her name is Sherry. This is why Tunnel to Towers exists, for heroes like this. Heroes like Sherry's husband. People who still suffer, and would do it all over again. Tunnel to Towers pays off mortgages for fallen first responders. They build catastrophically wounded veterans smart homes. Tunnel to Towers has been doing this for a very long time. all they've ever asked is $11 a month to care for these people and these families. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. So let me finish this up here. I wanted to finish this email that I got to right before the break here from Sherry. Jesse, my husband is one of the hero first responders that was at Ground Zero after 9/11. He now suffers with 9/11 related illness and will deal with it for the rest of his life. He always said he would do it all over again. I was in Manhattan during 9/11, and that experience changed me forever. I am furious that 24 years later, New York City will elect that third world crap holer. I am, however, an optimist, and I am hoping a year after his garbage rule, it will deliver us New York City or a New York GOP governor. Well, I am hopeful too, but I want to also clarify something, and she makes a great point, and I'm hopeful as well. I'm going to clarify something. The reason you bring in hostile, disloyal foreigners en masse is to insulate yourself from having to suffer consequences for policies that are disastrous and failed. This is a mistake people on the right make, and I want to explain it over and over and over again. Let's step away from New York for a moment. Let's go to Chicago. Chicago, if you've never been, in fact, I'm going very soon. It's a work thing. Chicago is so cool. The potential of Chicago is just so cool. And I've had a great time in Chicago before. But Chicago has absolutely been ravaged by corruption for decades. This goes back, honestly, decades. Decades of the mafia involvement in their local government. This is something that was well known. That their mayor used to go golf with the Chicago outfit. I mean, probably still does for all I know. But corruption, crime, decades of it. Decades of it. They have never even come close to switching from voting Democrat and voting for a Republican. They've never even come close. Now, the point of bringing in foreigners to collaborate with domestic communists is there will never, ever, 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 ever be a time when things have gotten so bad they will consider voting in a different way. That's not how they vote. It doesn't work that way. If you bring in people to collaborate with your domestic terrorists, they will vote for destruction forever. That is the problem. If you truly want to save these hostile foreign city-states that reside inside of our borders, you have to deport people, and I've got some bad news for you. Well, it may be bad news. Maybe you'll get it. It's not just the murderers. It's not just the rapists. It's not just the guy from Guatemala with a rap sheet as long as a CVS receipt. If you truly want to save American cities, you are going to have to take every single person who came here illegally and deport them. Every single one. Men, women, children. Why do you think California used to be red, and now it's just this solid blue wall disaster, and the poor people who live there, who are stuck there, who can't get out, suffer? Why do you think that is? Foreigners. They let them all come in, and now the people are outnumbered. There are more Republicans in California than any other state in the union. They have no representation at the state level whatsoever. I realize they have some numbers in the state legislature, but nothing close to a majority, and for the foreseeable future, they never will. But I don't understand. Crime is high. Taxes are high. Fees are high. Don't people learn? Not people who are transactional and tribal, they don't. People who are transactional and tribal now will always be transactional and tribal. You want them to wake up and learn, but they won't. And when they collaborate with our domestic communists, with Democrats, remember, Democrats want everyone to suffer. The idea is to burn everything down. That's what they want. It's not like it can get so bad they're going to say, wow, I wish it wasn't like this. I'll vote Republican now. That's the whole idea. Burning down the country you hate. But back to what I was discussing. We are going to have to deport people. All of them. And we're going to have to take it a step further. We are going to have to denaturalize people and deport them too. I'm sorry if you're uncomfortable with it. You cannot fill up your country with foreigners like this and continue on as a nation. You will lose parts of your country if you allow foreigners like this to stay.
America is the genesis of what we call settler colonialism. And the American model was exported all around the world. Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration.
Yeah, you heard it the other day. I don't need to play it all right now. Why do you think, well, here's a headline. Soros fingerprints found all over the rise of democratic socialist Zoran Mamdani. Why do you think all these hostile foreigners have spent billions of dollars to bring in as many of these people as possible and then fund them all? Why do you think that is? This is all part of the planned destruction of the United States of America. And if we're being fair, it's not only foreigners who are transactional and tribal. America's communists are as well. I played this clip for you the other day. I'm going to play it again. Gavin Newsom's already running for president in 2028. He has to do this thing where he has to pretend like he hasn't decided yet, and as if he hasn't dreamt of this moment forever. And so he's already bouncing around the podcast scene because he watched Donald Trump bounce around the podcast scene, gathering up as many votes as possible. He goes on an NBA podcast and blatantly panders, lying through his teeth. Why would you be so obvious about the pandering?
But also, you know, it was also about paying the bills, man. And it was just like hustling. and so I was out there kind of raising myself, turning on the TV, started, you know, just getting obsessed, you know, sitting there with the, you know, the Wonder Bread and five stacks of,
you know, like the White Stack Bob story.
Come on. Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. Man, I know, good, man. Bro. Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Young YG.
YG, but man. Every day
in the backyard, just bouncing the basketball, throwing the ball against the wall until the ball is just like fraying, man. And you're
entertaining yourself.
Off. That's it. Whole thing.
Hey, man, just hustling. Just out there hustling, yo. Wonder Bread and mac and cheese and playing hoops. Just hooping it up. That's all fake. They know it's fake. Everyone listening knows it's fake. The hosts know it's fake. Newsom knows it's fake. That's what they want. Transactional, tribal. Hey, man, Wonder Bread. Just a hustling of Wonder Bread, yo. You want to play some hoops? Remember when Pete Buttigieg, trying to get the black vote, went and got a 40-ounce of beer in a brown paper bag, I kid you not, and drank it with some black dudes in the hood? There's a video of it. You can go look at it. I'm not making it. It's one of the funniest political things I've ever seen in my life. Why do they do it? Because it works. Because it works in Democrat circles. Doesn't work for people on the right. But if you're on the left, that's why they do it, and it works. All right. Let's get off of this stuff. Let's do some emails. Wonderful, wonderful things happening. Tell you about the time I almost stabbed somebody with a fork. It's going to be a wonderful show tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to any of that, speaking of click, click, and beep, beep, and foreigners, does your cell phone company hire Americans? Or does your cell phone company fire Americans and go grab foreigners and pay them pennies on the dollar? And now you have some programmed brain-dead robot at a call center in some godforsaken dump trying to explain to them the problem with your cell phone bill. I have Pure Talk. Pure Talk is the veteran-led company. Vietnam veteran, Mac V. Sog, two tours. That's who leads Pure Talk. Do you want to know why when you pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, why you get to speak to an American who speaks English? Because that's what Pure Talk cares about. They make it a priority, American jobs, an American company that shares and promotes your values. So pick up that phone and switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did I ever tell you about the time I almost stabbed somebody with a fork? It's also the night that I got hit the hardest I've ever been hit in my entire life. And I thought about this. I'll get back to politics in a minute in the shutdown and stuff like that. But I saw this story about an Indian man charged with stabbing two teens with a fork on a flight out of Chicago. First of all, flying in and out of Chicago will make anybody a little stabby. That's just the way the place is. That's one. Two, we were in the Marine Corps, and we had a couple nights off. I forget how much time we had off. But we go out to Palm Springs because I was stationed in 29 Palms. We go out to Palm Springs. There's a few of us out there. And if you're a local, certainly a local young man, you probably don't have the best view of United States Marines. Why? Because you have a bunch of young, cocky Marines coming into town competing for your women. This is the way societies work. This is certainly the way young men think. It's a competition for the dimes. That's all the way it is. So already there's a certain level of hostility with the other young men in the Palm Springs community towards the United States Marines because it was close enough. I want to say it was 2 hours away. I may be wrong. It's been 20 years, but I want to say it was a couple hours away. We end up, because we are an extremely classy bunch, we end up at TGI Fridays. I don't even know if those exist anymore, but there was a time they had an extra cheesy cheeseburger that had a mozzarella stick pad for the cheese on top, and they served it with queso you could dip it in. It was Chris, it's one of the great restaurant burgers of all time. I think it's gone now. Don't distract me. We end up at TGI Fridays, having a couple beers, being stupid. My buddy, of course, is outside on the TGI Fridays patio, and he's talking to some women out there. Things start to go south because there are some dudes out there with them. I go storming outside and do, you know, the Clint Eastwood thing. Anyone has a problem? Let's work it out right here. You know, just being an idiot. Like young men do. Being an idiot. Hey, anybody wants to throw hands? We can do it right now. A young idiot. I got it. They all kind of back off. No. And I'm sure I said something to the effect of, yeah, that's right. Or something dumb that I shouldn't have said. A big friggin' moron run in my mouth. I am wearing a ball cap at the time. That's going to come into play here. I forget it. My buddy goes back inside. I go back inside. I go sit back down at the bar to eat my cheeseburger, which I am dipping in queso at the time. I am hunched over my cheeseburger, and all of a sudden, wham, somebody snatches my ball cap off of my head. I think, who is about to die? And I turn around, and it is one of the largest human beings I have ever seen in my entire life. He wasn't, Chris said, did that stop you? No, but it did let me know I probably needed some assistance. What assistance? Well, a weapon of some kind, of course. So I turn around. The second I see this dude and I see how big he is, I turn around and I grab my TGI Fridays fork. And I turn around and try to stab him with the fork. This is a terrible... What, Chris? I'm being honest about what happened. My buddies, who don't want me to go to jail, they grab me and hold me back from stabbing him with the fork. He throws my hat on the ground and something, said something about I'll meet you outside or something like that. My buddies are trying to calm me down because they understand that I have a temper at this point in time and I very well may end up in jail and or die because this guy had hands that looked like dinner plates. I was not in a current state of mind to be concerned with such things. So I lied and I told my buddies, I'm fine. No, not even interested. I've let it go. Just let me get my hat. It's all good. Totally fine. I wait until they turn back around to eat their cheeseburgers, which they dip in queso. I then turn and bolt towards the front door so I can go out there. And I'm sure in my mind, I had dreamt of going out there and stomping this dude. It had two sets of doors, both of them solid. That's important. There were no windows. I could not see through them. I burst through the first set of double doors, and there's this, you know, little entryway. And then I burst through the next set of double doors. He is waiting right there with his fist already cocked back. It was the millisecond that second set of double doors opened. And of course, I was leading with my face through them. You know, you have your head down. Wham! He hits me so freaking hard. I have been hit several times in my life and done some hitting myself. I have never been punched that hard in all of my life. It is by a miracle from God that I don't really get knocked out. That's purely a genetic thing, I would guess, but that is as close as I've ever been. And I would guess that I was briefly. I saw so many stars, I had to drop down to a knee. My buddies at this point in time come pouring out. Then the TGI Friday staff comes pouring out, calling the police. We end up having to run through this dark neighborhood in Palm Springs, running from the police, which I would really recommend. You really don't want to do any of these things. I really want you to be smarter and better than I am. What, Chris? What? Chris said, I got punched, but I didn't assault him. I think the cops probably would have frowned on the fork thing, probably a bit. They probably would have. I did not stab him. That is correct. That is correct. But they probably would have frowned on that. And then I had to show up in formation on Monday morning, and it wasn't my eye. The entire left side of my face was swollen shut. Do you have any idea how that conversation went with the company first sergeant? It did not go well. I have no idea why I chose to tell you that story right now. We should go back and talk about some politics. Let's talk briefly about the shutdown. And what made it even worse, by the way, I didn't have Cozy Earth sheets back then. I didn't have a Cozy Earth robe to wrap myself in with my swollen face. I didn't have any of these things. I didn't have Cozy Earth pajamas. I didn't have everywhere pants. I was without any Cozy Earth comfort, just me, my stupidity, and my shame. That's the bad news. The good news is, everything I have is Cozy Earth now. And you know Black Friday's coming? You know Black Friday's already here for Cozy Earth. Have you been to CozyEarth.com? Of course you have. Have you dreamt about maybe getting this or getting that? When you use the code Jesse at CozyEarth.com right now, you get up to 40% off. Up to 40% off. This will only last while the supplies do. But Black Friday has arrived, even though it's Tuesday. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Go rest your swollen face on it. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.